What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Boxer Breakdown. I'm your host, Tim Bolton, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation presented to you by FanDuel. Guys, we only got two games. Was it? This should be quick. We're going to get like in and out. These are NBA Cup games. I know the schedule's honestly a little weird this whole week, so you know, don't get discouraged if your matchup looks a little odd right now. But there's a good amount to go over. Take a look at a team without Franz, and we'll take a look at how the Knicks do as they head to Vegas. So no need to waste any time. Let's get straight to the action. First game of the day. Wow, look at these guys, man. They're doing it without Franz. So maybe like the team just plays well when it has one of their superstars out. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Anyways, the Magic win 117-108 over the Miami Heat. Miami Heat was on like a 20-4 run to start the game, and then they just got cooked, you know? They ended up playing very well. Good stuff from the Magic. But first, of course, we look at the losers. Take a look and see what happened on the side of Miami. Norman Powell, solid game, solid shooting. He's still getting a lot of shots with Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo. Honestly, the whole team's healthy, which is interesting. 21 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 4 triples, 8 of 19 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. I mean, if you held him, it's looking good. I don't know how it looks long term. I mean, we still got Tyler Hero kind of just getting his footing right. I don't think long term Tyler Hero is going to take less shots than Norman Powell, to be completely honest. So I think there might still be time to sell if you want to sell and get good value out of it. If not, hey, totally understand. We also had a good game from Andrew Wiggins. We could basically go down the line. This whole, like, starting five kind of hooped, which is nice. Andrew Wiggins, 19 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal on the block, 3 triples, 8 of 14 from the field. He started off really bad and then found a shot later on. He's still getting a good amount of shots. He's getting 14. This is, like, a pretty, like, even shot distribution from the starters. Bam Adebayo, 19 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks. Like the blocks, like defense stats. And he had good percentages, 7 of 14 from the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. He is still a play. Tyler Hero, 20 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Well, at least he got 3, man. The assists are kind of worrying me. I think it's still him, like, finding his rhythm. So just continue to have patience with Tyler Hero. If you want to, like, if your manager is, like, frustrated and your league is like, oh, dude, Tyler Hero sucks now, yeah, you might probably want to go get him. He shot 7 of 17 from the field. And he did miss he missed all his 3-pointers. He went 0 for 6. Yeah, man. That's not going to happen long term. And he had 6 of 7 from the free throw line. He is still ramping up. Just have some patience. And honestly, Davion Mitchell has just been great for assists. But this is honestly a solid overall game. 11 points for Davion Mitchell. 2 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 4-8 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Good stuff from him. Kelly Ware got 12 minutes, man. I know it's like the toughest holding 12-team leagues. If everyone's healthy. I mean, we see how the team's getting played out. He's pretty much the backup to Bam Adebayo, who played about 35 and a half. Yep. And Kelly Ware got 12 and a half. That is the exact 48-minute split between the two at the center position. I know it's hard, man, but if you can hold, you can. I would absolutely do so. Kelly Ware had 4.6 rebounds in the block in his 12 minutes. 1 from 1 from the field. He only made one shot. He only took one shot. He made one shot. And then he had 2 from the free throw line. I know it sucks, dude, but try and hold it out. Maybe something falls in his favor. Because, you know, if it does fall in his favor, you're looking at like a top 50 play easy. And Jaime Jaquez got a good amount of shots. He had 24 minutes. He just was shooting the ball when he was out there. Jesus Christ. 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. I do not think you need to hold Jaime Jaquez in 12-team leagues. That's probably like a 175. That's like a 14-team or deeper where you can still manage to hold Jaime Jaquez Jr. Let's go ahead and check on the Magic. Dude, Desmond Bane. Wow. If you sold high, I know this would be very sad. No one, the most unreal luck that, like, if you sold high and then Franz goes down for a month, you're like, bro, I could have kept this for another month. I know. It's just unreal luck. But he balled, man. Gotta give him his props here. 37 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 6 triples, 14 to 24 from the field, high volume and high efficiency, and 3-3 from the free throw line. This is a balling game. Dude's a hooper. He is a hooper, and if he's your second option, he's going to put up a lot of value. It's with Franz out, don't be surprised if we see like another top 30 run, you know? Like, don't be surprised. Paolo Banchero, okay, they said minutes limit, and then he played 32. Oh, I guess that's not a minutes limit. 18.7 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, 2 triples, 5 of 13 from the field. He had a bad shooting night, but he had a good night at free throw stripe, 6 of 7. It's like one or the other. Either he sucks at free throw, or he sucks at field goal. Sometimes you get them both. Like, they either suck both, or they're both great. You just flip a coin. Like, who knows? Okay, good game from Wendell Carter. He looks like he bounced back here. WCJ had 14 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, and still on the block. 2 triples, 6 of 8 from the field. Good stuff from him. Anthony Black is getting the start. Oh, nice. He is definitely worth a hold, it looks like, for the next month or so. And then we will reevaluate then. Anthony Black with 10 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. He just had a bad shooting night, 5 of 15 from the field. That's high volume. That sucks, especially with this low volume week and you don't got a lot of people playing. That does a lot of damage. Jalen Suggs, big game. He was limping like a lot and he just played through it. I guess he's just got that dog in him. That's nice. 20 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 3 triples, 7 of 13 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He's been great, man. From coming in like at the beginning of the year, we're like, oh, is dude going to even play basketball at the beginning of the year? To, yeah, man, I'm just like this top 60 player. Like, look at me. Balling. Love that. You also had 11.7 rebounds and 2 assists from Tristan Da Silva off the bench. 2 triples to go along with that. He shot 4-9 for the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. If you streamed him in for the day, I mean, hey, you got something out of him. And Goga Batase, always a good kind of like big man stat guy to stream in, especially on low volume days like this. 7.6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks, 3-4 from the field, and he made his only free throw. Good stuff from the Orlando Magic. They play Saturday against the Knicks. We already know their opponent. And the Heat will play the Raptors. I believe that game's going to be on Sunday. I don't think it's Friday, or maybe Friday. I got to check the schedule.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
But that is their opponent because they got moved now that they took the L. Last game of the day, guys. Like I said, this is going to be a quick one. We're already there. Look at that. The Toronto Raptors, they honestly just kind of got cooked. I wouldn't say it's barbecue chicken because the score is, I mean, it is a little bit of a blowout, but it's not really. But they couldn't get a handle of this game. 117, the Knicks win it. 101 over the Toronto Raptors. They need RJ Barrett bad. And they absolutely also need Emmanuel Quickly. This team, they need everyone together for that to be like a great team, which is cool to see. It's like, oh man, like this team needs each other. They are very in sync and they work well chemistry wise. But like without, it's like, bro, y'all are kind of mid. Let's go ahead and check on the Raptors, see what happened over here. Brandon Ingram did his part, 31 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 3 triples, 11-18 from the field, 61%. That's really good. And 6 of 8 from the free throw line. You wanted to make one more because, like, high volume and it hits the 70s, bro, that, like, kind of hurts. But still, I mean, that's a banger. Again, you can't complain. He did his part on this low volume week. Scotty Barnes just could not get it going, man. It was just not his day. 13 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. He gave you 1 triple. And he shot 6 of 18. That's high volume. It hurts. This wasn't the best game. They honestly, like, had him locked down the entire game. They were on him all game. And look, man, look how he shot. Jakob Poeltl, who just, like, somehow continues to do enough. It's, like, hard to explain how that's, like, a top 80 line technically by design. Weird, I know. But he still belongs on rosters. 10 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. And he shot 5 of 7 from the field. Can't complain. He only played 24 minutes. They were honestly just running circles around everybody in this game. You had Ochai Agbaji who started, which if you streamed him in, I'm sorry. Well, at least he gave you 2 defensive stats. 3 points, 4 rebounds and assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 1-4 from the field. But he made his only free throw. You know, duality. Jamal Shedd actually had a good game. He'd have been a good streamer today, especially when we found out that Manny Quickly was out because of illness. He played 33 minutes and he had 18 points, 3 rebounds, 8 dimes. He's a good assist guy. 1 steal, 4 triples, 6 of 15 from the field. It's not desirable, but it's not bad. But he did shoot 2 of 4 from the free throw line, which is kind of rough. Still a solid game. Good to see Jamal Shedd put up a banger one if you streamed him in for today. He also had 13 points and a rebound from Jacoby Walter off the bench. He shot 5 of 8 from the field and he made 3 triples. Cool. I'll take it if I stream. I mean, it's something. The rest of these guys, blah. He had like 6 points. Oh, he had 6, 5, and 3. From Colin Murray-Burrows. I don't think that's anything you need to worry about this season. But it is good to know to say that the rookie is getting time. I want to see what he develops into long term. Really excited to see what that looks like. And we got like 3 points for Jonathan Mobley, a bunch of blah, blah, who cares. The main guys did their job, well, some of them, and the streamers were able to give you some value. Last team of the day, guys, the Knicks, man. Looking good, man. New York basketball. We're going to start seeing the memes on Twitter and stuff again. Jalen Brunson just absolutely cooked. He was on fire from the beginning. 35 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, a block. You got a block out of Jalen Brunson. Wow. That's how you know it's a good day. 13 to 19, 68% from the field, 6 triples on 67%, but he did shoot 3 or 5 from the free throw line. But at that point, you're kind of nitpicking, man. That's a beautiful game. Good stuff from him. He showed up when it matters most because he's the captain, you know. Mikal Bridges, this is like one of his down games, and he still gave you 3 defensive stats. 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals on the block, 3 triples, 6-14 from the field. Still chugging along, man. Very impressive. OG Anunoby back in the starting lineup playing big minutes. That's good. He had 36 minutes here. 13 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Love that. He did give you 1 triple, but he shot 4 of 11 from the field. Not the best, but he did hit all his free throws, 4-4. He will still sadly get ramped up. Well, actually, honestly, that was the quickest ramp up of time. He's already playing 37 minutes or 36 minutes. And he'll probably have another high-minute game on Saturday when they play. Josh Hart, he's here to stay. Josh Hart's here to stay. We were scared. We know what he was doing. He was coming off the bench. Mike Brown didn't know how to use him. I think he's just here to stay now. That's dope. That's what's up. 21.6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 4-7 from the field. Love that. He gave you, 4-7 from deep. He gave you 4 triples to go along with this crazy line. 8 of 11. That shooting is, here we go again. Last year, he was shooting like upwards, like high 50s for like the first 2 to 3 months, and then it came down. It's just not sustainable long term, guys. We all know this. So expect to have some type of drop in that. But, dude, I mean, 21, 6, and 4, 2 steals and 4 triples. He's back, man. He's back. He gave you 1 of 1 at the free throw line, too. Good stuff there. Cat played. He had a little bit of a calf, I guess, bug. Sorry, I'm thinking computers. A little bit of a calf pain, calf bruise, but he played through it. Didn't shoot his best, but he did give you a little bit of everything, honestly. Stuffed stat sheet. 14 points, 16 boards. Love that. 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 1 triple, 4-11 from the field. At least it wasn't like too high volume. And 5 or 6 on the free throw line. Good stuff from him. If you stream Mitch Robb today, he absolutely like destroyed your free throws. 2 points, 5 rebounds. He gave me 4 assists out of Mitch Robb, though. That's cool. 1 steal, 1 block, and he had the 2 points. Because you shot 2 of 8 from the free throw line. Holy moly. Ouch. Also, for streaming, there was no Deuce McBride today. He was, I think he was sick too, or was an injury. But he did not play. So Jordan Clarkson saw 26 minutes. He had 12 points and 3 rebounds, 5 of 10 from the field and 2 of 4 from the free throw line. That'd be streaming, if anything, on this low volume day. You also got, oh no, I read that wrong. That's about it for these guys, man. That was good stuff from them. They get to move to semifinal rounds. They play the Orlando Magic. We find out the West tomorrow. You'll be getting that recap from William as Bill. But good stuff from these guys. I'm excited to see how they play on Saturday. Guys, that's it. It was just 2 games, man. We were in and out. No burger, if you guys know the mid, the West Coast. No burger, no In-N-Out burger. In and out of this one, heading out. I will see you guys on Thursday. We have some more games. That'll be good. Just some regular games, so we'll get to talk a little bit more basketball. But until then, keep enjoying the matchups. I know it's a low-volume week. It's going to look weird. You probably got to wait till Sunday, and stuff will kind of even out how it should be for the week. I hope you guys win your matchups, and I will see you guys soon. Thank you for watching Box Score Breakdown, brought to you by FanDuel. Have a good one.